Have you ever found yourself wallowing in the consequences of your own mistakes, wondering what the road back might be, the road back to wholeness, and ultimately, the road back to God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, it's not a nice place to be, and yet inevitably, we've all been there. We've experienced the consequences of our mistakes, big and small. We've experienced the rod of God's discipline because, like any good father, he will discipline those whom he loves. And right there in that place, we wonder, can there ever be a road back? There was a time in Israel's history, one of many, when they'd been unfaithful to God. In the Old Testament book of Hosea, God likens them to a prostitute lost in her harlotry. Can there ever be a road back from that place? Hosea chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. Israel served false gods, so I will punish her. She burned incense to those false gods. She dressed up, she put on her jewelry and nose ring. Then she went to her lovers and forgot me. This is what the Lord has said. So I, the Lord, will speak romantic words to her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tender words. There I will give her vineyards. I will give her Achor Valley as a doorway of hope. Then she will answer as she did when she came out of the land of Egypt. Look at the mind-blowing imagery here. God will do what with the harlot Israel? He will speak romantic words to her, tender words to her. Give her vineyards, give her a doorway of hope. Let's be clear about something. God will stop at nothing to bring you back. He is your way back. He is your doorway of hope. And that's his word, fresh for you today. So remember, if you're out there in the wilderness, pray. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.